Lesson 6. Focused Listening. Page 94. As you listen. A. Close your book. Listen to the conversation between Mrs. Calm and Mr. Claustrophobia to find the answers to these questions. How is Mrs. Calm handling the situation? How does she try to get Mr. Claustrophobia to calm down?
Oh no, this can't be happening.
Well, that certainly happened out of the blue. I wonder what's going on.
I'm going to ring the alarm. This is the last straw. I told them weeks ago to check this elevator. I would have been better off taking the stairs.
Do you mean this has happened before?
It sure has. It was a few weeks ago, but I wasn't in the elevator. Oh, if I'm cooped up in here really long, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm already at the end of my rope.
Well, for crying out loud, young man, don't lose your head. Just calm down, and I'm sure they'll get this thing started again as soon as they can.
You know, I knocked myself out to be on time for my meeting, and now look!
Complaining isn't going to help. We'll just have to make do here and be thankful that we have some light and some company.
Actually, you're right. I'm glad I'm not alone in here, or I'd be climbing the walls.
So you see, it could be a lot worse. Just please do me a favor and keep a level head. Let's just sit tight and wait for help.
How can you be so calm? It sounds like you've been stuck in elevators before.
Well, the truth is, this is my first time. But why should I panic? What good would it do? I don't want to dwell on things that scare me. I'd rather pass the time in here pleasantly.
How would that ever be possible?
We could tell each other our life stories. Who knows? We might even come through this as friends.
Huh?
We can help each other by doing something that'll distract us. Why don't you just sit down and tell me about yourself?
B. Listen again. But this time, read the conversation as you listen.
Oh no, this can't be happening.
Well, that certainly happened out of the blue. I wonder what's going on.
I'm going to ring the alarm. This is the last straw. I told them weeks ago to check this elevator. I would have been better off taking the stairs.
Do you mean this has happened before?
It sure has. It was a few weeks ago, but I wasn't in the elevator. Oh, if I'm cooped up in here really long, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm already at the end of my rope.
Well, for crying out loud, young man, don't lose your head. Just calm down. And I'm sure they'll get this thing started again as soon as they can.
You know, I knocked myself out to be on time for my meeting, and now look!
Complaining isn't going to help. We'll just have to make do here and be thankful that we have some light and some company.
Actually, you're right. I'm glad I'm not alone in here, or I'd be climbing the walls.
So you see, it could be a lot worse. Just please do me a favor and keep a level head. Let's just sit tight and wait for help.
How can you be so calm? It sounds like you've been stuck in elevators before.
Well, the truth is, this is my first time. But why should I panic? What good would it do? I don't want to dwell on things that scare me. I'd rather pass the time in here pleasantly.
How would that ever be possible?
We could tell each other our life stories. Who knows? We might even come through this as friends.
Huh?
We can help each other by doing something that'll distract us. Why don't you just sit down and tell me about yourself?